The regular meeting of the Board of Trustees was held in the Division Office Boardroom on Monday, Sept. 26, at 8 p.m. Present: Chairperson Gary Draper, Vice Chairperson Craig Russell, Darcy Campion, Nicole Chaska, Kayla Moore, Marg Walker, Superintendent of Schools Barry Pitts, Secretary Treasurer Kent Reed. Regrets: Supervisor of Operations Mark Johnston. Delegations and visitation. The Romanek family made a presentation to the Board of Trustees requesting transportation service from Southeast Cornerstone School Division to attend Merrifield School in Saskatchewan. Administrative reports. The superintendent report included some motions to approve staffing adjustments for this school year. Approval was granted for off-school site activities for VCI, Reston School and Oak Lake Community School. Requests to recite the Lord's Prayer during morning exercises were approved for Plainview and Boundary Lane Colony Schools. The Secretary-Treasurer report included a review of the frame financial statements for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2022. The annual audit of these financial statements will be October 5-6, 2022. The year ended with operating surplus of $238,000. Resolutions were passed to approve the transfer of $350,000 to the capital bus purchase reserve and to approve the designation of $75,000 of accumulated surplus for a security and intercom upgrade project for the schools. A motion was passed to approve the annual software licensing to Serenic Software for accounting, payroll software, as well as motion to approve payment of our insurance policy premiums for this school year to Hub International. The Secretary-Treasurer reported that FLB Division will receive a total of $129,000 in additional funding this school year to support re-engagement and recovery learning. The Board approved a letter of understanding with UFCW for a new position within the collective agreement. The Supervisor of Operations presented motions for approval for payment of invoices for the Verdon Junior High Rooftop Unit Replacement Project, the Elkhorn Science Lab Upgrade Project, and for our HVAC upgrade projects for various schools within the division as part of the expanded capital support program. New and unfinished business. The Board of Trustees reviewed the call for nominations and resolutions from the Manitoba School Boards Association for the 2023 Annual Convention. No new notices of motion were presented at this meeting. Resolutions were carried unanimously that the Board of Trustees ratify the actions of the Superintendent in approving 1.0 FTE Limited Teacher General Agreement for Angela Anderson commencing September 6, 2022 and concluding October 31, 2022 or the day before the day the teacher she is replacing is able to return to the classroom. 1.0 FTE Limited Teacher General Agreement for Susan Clark commencing September 20, 2022 and concluding February 3, 2023 or the day before the day the teacher she is replacing is able to return to the classroom. Overnight trip to Regina for 10 VCI Varsity Girls Volleyball players on September 9 and 10, 2022. Overnight trip to Winnipeg for 10 VCI Varsity Girls Volleyball players on September 23 and 24, 2022. Overnight trip to Clear Lake for 9 Reston School High School students, to attend the Deacon Leadership Conference on September 27, 28 and 29, 2022. Resolutions were carried unanimously that the Board of Trustees approve requests and invoices as follows. High-risk activity of swimming lessons in Brandon for 60 Oak Lake Community School students on Thursdays from October 6, 2022 to December 8, 2022. Request of the Colony parents for the students at Plainview Colony School and Boundary Lane Colony School to recite the Lord's Prayer during morning exercises. Payment of $47,091.84 plus applicable taxes to Serenic Software for the annual licensing of our accounting and payroll software. Designation of $75,000 from 2021-2022 accumulated surplus for a security and intercom system upgrade project. Transfer of $350,000 to the capital bus reserve for the 2021-2022 fiscal year. Payment of the invoice on account FORTLAB01 in the amount of $86,829.62 including applicable taxes to Hub International for the annual renewal of our insurance policy premiums. Signing of Letter of Understanding No. 1 with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union Local No. 832 as detailed in the Secretary-Treasurer Report dated September 26, 2022. payment to RCB truck and trailer repair of $7,369.63, taxes included for the engine repair of bus 41.20. Payment to Kellington Floors of $6,479.79, taxes included for the installation of new flooring at Verdon Junior High. Payment number 3 to MNK Mechanical Services of $217,680.18, taxes included. Payment to Sternberg Architecture of $11,245.50, taxes included for 10% progress on the Elkhorn Science Lab design. Payment to LRB Electric of $83,264.38, taxes included for 80% progress. Payment for HVAC upgrades at our schools. Payment to LRB Electric of $19,363.68, taxes included for HVAC upgrades at Cola School. Payment to LRB Electric of $21,271.04, taxes included for payment for HVAC upgrades at Reston School. Payment to LRB Electric of $22,368.64, taxes included for payment for HVAC upgrades at Cola School. Payment to LRB Electric of $25,215.68, taxes included for payment for HVAC upgrades at Elkhorn School. Payment to HDK Consulting Incorporated of $2,274.30, taxes included for 90% progress. Payment for VJHRTU replacement design.